Welcome to Startup Business 101, where we empower entrepreneurs with the knowledge and resources they need to start, grow, and manage their businesses. You don't have to do this alone. We are here to help you become successful. Now, here's your host, John Reyes.
Welcome back to the Startup Business 101 podcast, where today we're tackling an episode that's bound to resonate with every aspiring entrepreneur. The five things you must do before naming your business. Hi, I'm John Reyes, and I've spent the last month diving deep into the trenches of startup culture, talking to founders and even consulting brand experts to bring you this game-changing content. And let me tell you, the insights I've gathered are not just surprising, they're potentially life-changing for anyone on the brink of launching their business venture. The journey of choosing a name for your business is fraught with unseen pitfalls and unexpected victories. I've seen firsthand the power of a well-chosen name in catapulting a business from obscurity to the front page, and the confusion and legal headaches that can arise from a poorly researched name choice. It's a process that can truly make or break your brand's first impression and, by extension, its failure or success. But don't worry, you're not alone in this. This episode is designed to guide you through this critical process, ensuring you're armed with the knowledge to choose a name that not only is catchy, but is reflective of your brand's ethos. From checking your URL availability to ensuring your chosen name is clear on social media and beyond, we've got you covered. So whether you're still brainstorming that perfect name or you think you found the one, this episode guarantees to shed some light on the aspects of the naming process you might not have considered. It's all about giving you the tools and confidence to select a name that sets you up for success from day one. Let's first talk about checking your URL availability. Now, why is this so important, you ask? Imagine for a moment that you've been brainstorming the perfect business name. It's catchy, it's perfect, encapsulates your brand's ethos, and it just rolls off the tongue. You've envisioned the logo on the product, your business card, and of course, your shiny new website. But then you type that golden name into a browser, hit enter, and oh no. You discover that not only does that URL exist, but it's already a home of another business. This is a digital equivalent of showing up at a customer's party only to find someone else is wearing the exact same outfit. Only they arrived hours before you did. Checking your URL availability is like scouting the terrain before you set up camp. It's not just about avoiding duplication. It's about carving out your unique space in a vast digital landscape. In today's world, your online presence is your storefront, your billboard, and your business card all rolled up into one. If your desired URL is already taken, it could mean that your business name is already in use, potentially leading to confusion, brand delusion, and even legal issues down the road. Moreover, securing the right URL is about making it as easy as possible for your customers to find you. A URL that matches your business name adds a layer of professionalism and credibility to your name. It reassures your customers that you're in the right place and help prevents them from getting lost in this digital wilderness. And let's not forget about SEO, search engine optimization. Having a URL that matches your business name can significantly impact the visibility online, making it easier for potential customers to discover you through search engines. So before you get too attached to your name, make sure to check your URL availability. Use domain registration sites to explore your options and consider variations or creative spelling if your name is already taken. Remember, this step is about laying the foundation for your digital home. It's about ensuring that your business name not only represents your brand's identity, but also has a place to live and thrive in the online world. And there you have it. The first thing you must do before naming your business is check your URL. Now, let's move on to the next steps. Hot on the heels of checking your URL availability, our second crucial step is to embark on a digital treasure hunt. That's right, we're talking about taking a deep dive into Google to see if anyone already has taken that name you're considering for your business or something eerily similar. Now, why is this digital expedition so crucial? Picture this. You've settled on a name that you're absolutely in love with. It's catchy, it's unique, or so you think. And it perfectly encapsulates the essence of your brand. Before you get too attached, though, there's a digital checkpoint you need to cross. Googling the name. It's the modern-day equivalent of panning for gold on a river, swarming for prospectors. You want to ensure that the shiny nuggets you found haven't already been claimed. The importance of this step cannot be overstated. In the vast expanse of the internet, discovering that another entity is operating underneath the same name or a name so close to it that it could be mistaken for a typo can save you from a world of headaches down the line. This includes potential legal battles over trademark rights, confusion in the market, and the dilution of your brand's identity. Essentially, you're ensuring that your chosen name stands out in the digital marketplace as a beacon of uniqueness and originality. But it's not just about avoiding legal entanglement or customer confusion. Performing this search can also unveil insights into how the name is perceived online. Are there negative connotations associated with the chosen name that haven't been considered? Is it so closely linked to a trend, a fad, or a niche that doesn't align with your long-term vision? This is your chance to see the prospective names through the lens of the world's largest focal group, the internet. Furthermore, this Google deep dive isn't just a defensive maneuver, it's a strategic play. It's the opportunity to survey the competitive landscape. How are other businesses possibly similar to your name, positioning themselves? Study what other people are doing through Google. What can you learn from your online presence that could inform you about your branding and marketing strategy? This isn't just about avoiding stepping on digital toes. It's also about carving out a space for your brand to shine on its own right. So before you etch that business name in stone, make Google your first port call. It's a simple yet profound, effective step that can steer you clear of unforeseen obstacles and illuminate the path to establishing a strong and distinctive identity in the digital age. Now we arrive at our third indispensable checkpoint, securing social media. Again, in today's digital age, where the brand's social media presence can be as influential as its physical storefront, this step is about ensuring your chosen name is clear for the taking on all online platforms that you may be using. Why, you may ask, is this virtual expedition so vital? Imagine you've crafted that perfect name and have done your URL search and your Google search. It's innovative. It resonates with your brand's philosophy, and you can already picture it in a trendy hashtag or snappy social media post. But before you set your heart on it, there's an essential reality to confront: the social media landscape. It's a bustling, ever-expanding universe where millions of names and identities coexist. Checking to see if your chosen name or something alarmingly similar is already in use is not just advisable, it's imperative. The importance of this step stretches beyond mere name checking. It's about carving out a unique identity in a space that's crowded with voices, all vying for finding out that another brand, especially one in a similar industry or niche, is already in use, or similar variants can set you back. It can lead to confusion among your audience, again, dilute your brand's impact, and even result in lost followers or customers who can't distinguish your brand from another. Moreover, securing your brand's name across social media platforms is about laying the foundation for your digital marketing strategies. It ensures consistency in your branding, making it easier for your audience to find you, follow, and engage with you across many social media platforms. Think of your social media handle as your digital signature. It's how your audience will identify and interact with your brand across digital spheres. Inconsistencies here can fragment your brand's presence and weaken your marketing efforts. But let's not overlook the strategic advantages in this step. Exploring social media gives you a bird's eye view of the competitive landscape. You'll gain insight into how similar names are being used, the level of engagement you're receiving, and potential gaps in the market that you can capitalize on. It's not just about ensuring a name. It's about understanding the digital environment where your brand will live and grow. In conclusion, diving into social media arenas as you choose your business name is a critical step in establishing a strong, cohesive online presence. It's about making sure that when your audience searches for you, they find you, not another brand. It ensures that your chosen name can stand out and shine in a crowded social media marketplace. Moving forward in this essential checklist of business names in the Startup Biz 101 podcast, we arrive at the fourth critical step before naming your business, and that's visiting your local government office, such as the Secretary of State. Step is akin to securing the official seal of approval on your chosen name, ensuring it's not just unique in the digital and social realms, but also legally recognized and protected in your jurisdiction. Why, you may ask, am I having to do this? Imagine for a moment that you've come up with that perfect name. It's available on the web, clear on all social media platforms you're choosing to use, and you're all set up to launch. But here comes a twist. Without checking your local government body or state government body, you might find another business that already has registered that name and reserved it legally. This simple oversight can lead from everything from minor inconveniences to significant legal headaches, potentially forcing you to rebrand or face legal challenges down the road. This step is more than just avoiding legal pitfalls. It's about establishing your business on solid ground from the get-go. When you register your business name with the local authorities, you're not claiming a name. You're protecting your brand's identity within that region. It's a declaration that this name, your business identity, is yours and yours alone within your state or locality. This legal protection prevents others from trading under that banner and ensuring that your business can grow without the threat of identity confusion or infringement. Furthermore, checking your name availability with your local government bodies is also a prerequisite to other aspects of setting up your business, from banking accounts to applying for business licenses and permits. It's a foundational step that paves the way for a smooth business setup process, ensuring that all legal aspects and registrations align under one cohesive brand. But here's an inspiring angle to this somewhat bureaucratic necessity. It's a milestone moment in an entrepreneur's journey. The act of registering your business name is when your dream starts to take tangible form. It's a commitment, not just to the state, but to yourself and your vision of the future. Remember, visiting your local government offices or navigating their online portal to check your registered name isn't just a step towards legal compliance. It's a rite of passage for every business owner. Our fifth and final checkpoint is navigating the corridors of a federal registration, particularly making a stop at the United States Patent and Trade Office. This step is equivalent to putting a lock on your business name, ensuring it's not just unique, but also legally protected on a national scale. Why, you may ask, should you even venture into this realm of federal trademark? Imagine for a moment your business starts to take off. It's growing, you're expanding beyond your local roots, and then you discover another entity across the country with the same name, and they have a trademark on it. Suddenly, you're in a quagmire, facing potential rebranding or worse, legal action. This scenario underscores why checking with the United States Patent Office isn't just a good idea. It's essential for safeguarding your brand's future. Checking for trademarks goes beyond ensuring that this name isn't just available. It's about securing your business identity across the entire United States. There's a cost associated with it, and you have to make a determination if this is right for you and your business. But at a minimum, please check to see if your name has already been federally registered. It shields that protection against others using a similar name to yours in relative business areas, which could confuse customers and dilute your brand. Moreover, many business names might be registered but not actively used, posing a hidden iceberg to your brand's voyage. Navigating the United States Patent and Trademark Office database helps you spot these potential conflicts. Now, I will tell you firsthand, by going through this process, it can be a tad bit confusing, so have patience with yourself. Take a couple of classes, go online. There's plenty of YouTube films on how to properly do this. Or if you don't feel comfortable, please feel free to pay somebody else to do it for you. It'll be worth the cost in the end if for some reason you decide to expand nationally. But let's sprinkle a bit of magic on this seemingly daunting task. Engaging with the United States Patent and Trade Office isn't just about defense. It's a powerful move in brand building. Securing a federal trademark elevates your brand, granting it a level of prestige and seriousness. It tells your customers, competitors, and the market at large that you mean business, that your brand isn't just a fleeting idea, but a committed enterprise ready to make its mark nationally. Furthermore, this process mystifies the legal aspect of entrepreneurship. It's an educational journey, one that offers insights into the importance of intellectual property and how it can be a significant asset to your business. It's like unlocking a new level in a game where you learn new skills and gain new power. In this case, legal protection and branding authority. And wrapping up, venturing into the Federal Registration Office and engaging with the United States Patent and Trade Office is a crucial final step in securing your business name. It's about looking beyond the present, anticipating future growth, and ensuring that no matter where your business goes, your name, the core of your brand identity, is protected across the United States. And just like that, we've navigated through the five essential steps you must take before naming your business. It's been a journey of discovery, a path that we embarked on together, unraveling the complexities of selecting a name that's not only defines your business, but also protects and propels it into the future. Remember, choosing a business name is more than creating an endeavor. It's a strategic move that sets the tone for your brand's identity, legal standing, and online presence. It's the first word in your story of business success. As we close this podcast episode, I want to leave you with a spark of inspiration. Starting a business, embarking on the entrepreneur journey, is one of the bravest steps you can take. It's a venture filled with challenges, no doubt, but also brimming with opportunity and growth, innovation and fulfillment. The journey of entrepreneurship is a canvas, and your business name is the first stroke of paint on that canvas. With each decision you make, with each step you take from this point forward, you're not just building a business, you're crafting a legacy. So take these steps seriously, but also allow yourself to enjoy the process. Embrace learning curves, the moments of uncertainty, and the bursts of creativity. Let this journey of naming your business be a reflection of your passion, your vision, and your commitment to making a difference. And remember, you're not alone in this. Startup Business 101 community is here, a collective of dreamers, doers, and daring entrepreneurs, all supporting each other in this turning vision into reality. Thank you so much for joining me. If today's discussion has ignited a spark within you, if it helped you clear a fog on the entrepreneurial path, then our mission has been accomplished. Because in a world of entrepreneurship, the possibilities are as boundless as your ambition. Until next time, Stay motivated, stay inspired, and remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Or in this case, a single name. Make it count, make it memorable, and let it guide your business to unparalleled heights. I'm signing off now, but never stepping away. Here at Startup Business 101, we're more than just a podcast. We're your entrepreneurial family. And I'm John Reyes, your host, committed to walking beside you every step of the way of this exciting journey. I look forward to speaking with you again next week.